奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, study the Bible together.
今天晚上我们来看，神要这样的人拜他。
And tonight we'll study, the God one is seeking such to worship Him.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他曾经对撒玛利亚妇人这样说。
And when Lord Jesus Christ, when He was preaching the gospel, He said this to the Samaritan woman.
我们拜神要用心灵和诚实。
We need to worship God in spirit and truth.
约翰福音第四章的二十四节。
And in John chapter 4, verse 24.
Verse 二十三节。
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
这里特别提到拜神应该要有的心。
And here specifically mention the kind of heart we should have when we worship God.
要用心灵和真理来拜他。
We need to worship Him in spirit and truth.
或者是用诚心实意，真的是实实在在的敬拜到神面前来。
Or with a heart of sincerity, come to His presence with reverence.
他说父，天父。都是一直在寻找这样的人来拜他的。
And he said that for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
所以从旧约到新约，神要人对他的敬拜都是一致的。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, this is the way our Heavenly Father wants us to worship him.
所以其实在旧约的时代，神也是人，也需要人这样来拜他。
And in the Old Testament, God also wants his worshipper to worship him in this manner.
只是在新约时代，当主耶稣来了以后，我们就更知道什么叫做用神的灵来敬拜。
And in the New Testament, when Lord Jesus came, and now we truly know what does it mean to worship Him in spirit.
但是如果我们用在旧约时代的人，他们是用他们的全心全意来拜神的。
And the people in the Old Testament, they use all their heart and soul to worship God.
他们那个时候，在主耶稣还没有来到人间以前，他们并没有圣灵的同住。他们不知道什么叫做用圣灵来敬拜神的。
And in the before Lord Jesus Christ came, they did not the people in the Old Testament they did not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们没有同住的圣灵，其实他们能够做的就是真的是全心全意来敬拜、来赞美这位神。
And since they do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, all they can do is worship God with all their heart.
二十四节，他是说神是个灵，所以拜他的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
那我们今天晚上呢，从诗篇六十三篇来看神要我们。用这样的心来敬拜他。
And tonight we'll study Psalm chapter 63, and God wants such worshipper to worship Him.
来看大卫他是怎么样来爱神的。
And let's look at how David loved God.
他即使在很孤独很困苦的时候，他仍然是这样子很实在的在敬拜神。
And when he was in desolation.And he still worshiped God in such manner.
他是在逃亡的时候。
And while he was fleeing,
是他的儿子，他所倚赖的人背叛他，要寻索他命的时候。
And his son, when his enemy betrayed him and wanted his life,
这是一个时刻，他觉得很孤单的时候，连一般的老百姓都可以咒骂他的时候。
And it's a time when a commoner can rebuke him, and it's a time of desolation for David.
也是他在夜间没有办法安眠，没办法睡觉的时候。
And it's also during this time he couldn't sleep at night.
但是他却写下了一篇非常感人的诗。
But during that time he wrote a very moving song.
他告诉我们什么叫做尽心尽意。尽心来拜神。
He expressed to us, what does it mean to worship God with all your heart, soul, and mind?
那他相信，他这样的敬拜神会悦纳。
And he believed this kind of manner, of worship God will accept.
诗篇六十三篇一开头，他有一个注解说，大卫在犹大旷野的时候做了这诗。
Beginning of Psalm 63, here recorded a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
大卫在犹大的旷野的时候，应该是他的儿子亚沙龙追杀他的时候。
And this should be a time when his son Absalom was trying to kill him.
那是在撒母耳记下第十五章的历史。
And that's recording in 2 Samuel chapter 15.
我们先了解一下他这篇诗的背景。
Let's first look at the background of the song.
撒母耳记下的第十五章。
2 Samuel chapter 15.
这是亚沙龙叛变。
It's about Absalom's treason.
到了第二十，我们看二十第十三节的哈。
Let's read verse 13.
有人报告大卫说，以色列人心都归向亚沙龙了。
Now a messenger came to David saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom."
十四节大卫就说我们要起来逃跑了。
And 14, David said, "Then we should arise and let us flee."
没有走所有人都死光了。
That if we don't go, then we will die.
所以第十六节，王就带着全家人就出去逃亡了。
So 16, the king went out with all his household.
那十七节就说有一些百姓就跟随他。
And verse 17, recorded some people followed him.
那我们现在看到第二十三节。
And let's go to verse 23.
当时候有一些百姓看到王离开的时候，放声大哭。
The people, when they saw the king is leaving, some wept aloud.
那跟随大卫的人就过去他们说过了吉伦西他们就往旷野去了。
And then the people that's following David, they cross over the brook of Kidron.
那他们往旷野去，应该就是往犹大旷野。
And they cross over toward the way of the wilderness, which is the wilderness of Judah.
那王一离开的时候，本来祭司呢，他们把神的约柜也抬着要准备跟他一起离开耶路撒冷城。
And during that time, the Levites also want to carry the ark and leave the city of Jerusalem along with David.
可是这个时候，大卫跟祭司撒开说：“你把神的约柜抬回去。
”But at the time, David said to the priest, Sagai, that you should bring the covenant back to the house of God.
他说我如果在神眼前蒙恩呢，他就会使我再回来。
If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, then he will bring me back.
神会让我再一次的来到帐幕，来到约柜面前他的居所与他见面。
That he will bring me back again so that I can come to his presence at his dwelling place.
因为第二十六节，他倘若他说我不喜悦你，那看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的意志待我。
In 26, but if he says thus, I have no delight in you, here I am, let him do to me as seems good to him.
这是在那个时代，在那个情况底下，大卫他对神的心。
And under that kind of circumstances, this is the heart of David toward God.
他很尊重神。
He respect God.
他不敢用约柜让带着约柜，因为有约柜在他身边，那可以作为一种保护的工具。
That he did not want the ark of God to be with him, even though the ark can be a protection.
所以他并不是挟持约柜让这些祭司抬着约柜在他身边做一个保护了。
That he didn't want to the priest to bring the ark of God along with him. As a tool of protection.
他不需要神的约柜跟他一起流亡。
He didn't want the ark of God to flee with him.
他要祭司把约柜抬回神的帐幕去。
He wanted the priest to bring the ark of God back to God's house.
他现在完全依赖神，如果神喜悦他，要救他，他就一定可以再回到耶路撒冷来。
And he relied on God wholeheartedly, and because he believed if he has delight in the sight of the Lord, then God will once again bring him back.
大卫知道他这个结果是怎么来，原因在哪里。
And David knew why he is facing all of these things.
因为这是他之前犯罪的结果。
And this is the consequence of his sin.
这是神已经透过祭司先讲先知已经先讲过的事。
And this is something the prophet already told David.
所以那个时候他说，如果神不喜悦，如果神说他不喜悦我，那么我在这里任凭神怎么样待我了。
And that's why he said, if God didn't find any delight in me, then let him do as he seemed appropriate.
我们看到这个时候的大卫，他其实内心哦，他也是很笃定的。
So you can see that at the time David he was very
他愿意承担他过去犯罪 的结果。
He was determined to pay the price of this sin he committed before.
只是他当时没有想到要来寻索他命的竟然是他的儿子。
But he didn't expect that the one that wanted to kill him will be his son.
那这个时候你看他逃亡了。
So now he started to flee.
那逃亡的时候其实是很辛苦的啦。
And this journey is very difficult.
他你看那个第十六节啊，第十六章啊。
Let's go to chapter 16.
第十六章就特别提到他们在旷野的时候是怎么样的疲乏困倦。
And here I mentioned when they were in the wilderness, they were in fatigue and very tired.
他们经过了这个当时候在旷野的时候，你看这个示每啊。是怎么样来咒骂他的？
And when they passed by the wilderness, and here record how Shimei rebuked him.
他就是刚好这个时候落井下石。
And Shimei used this chance to even put him under.
第七节说，示每咒骂说：“你这个流人血的坏人呐、啊，去吧，去吧。”
Verse 7, Shimei thus said when he cursed, "Come out, come out, you bloodthirsty man, you rogue."
啊，这一句话。这个时候听在大卫的耳中真的是非常刺耳，很伤，令人伤心的。
It must be very hurtful when David heard this.
直接说这个王是个坏人。
Because he is saying that this king is a wicked man.
你这个是罪有应得，你活该。
That you deserve what you are receiving right now.
这些话，示每的这些话，连大卫身边的那些臣仆都听不下去了。
So even the servant next to David, they couldn't take this.
可是这个时候大卫他忍下来，他说由他咒骂吧，也许这个就是神派他来这样子吩咐他来这样对待我的。
Restrained himself and said, perhaps God was the one that sent him to curse me.
第十二节，或者神见我遭难，为我今日被这个人咒骂，就施恩给我。
Verse 12, it may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.
那那个时候第十三节哈。
13.
就特别说这个示每啊，在大卫对面的山坡哈，一面行走，一面咒骂，又拿石头要砍他，拿土扬他。
And Shimei went along the hillside opposite him, opposite of David, and cursed as he went, threw stones at him and kicked up dust.
这个人实在是很极端的哈。
So you can see he was an extreme man.
他一面走一边骂还不够，他还要拿石头丢他的。
That he not only cursed him, he also threw stone at him.
然后拿土扬他。
And also kicked up dust.
那这个时候第十四节特别说，王和跟随他的众人都疲疲乏乏地到了一个地方，在那个地方歇息歇息。
14. Now the king and all the people who were with him became weary, so they refreshed themselves there.
这是一个他处在一个非常干旱饥渴的一个处境里面。
And now he's at a very dry place and he was in great affliction.
那第十六章继续啊，第十六章你看接下去这个就是那个亚撒龙他所做的坏事。
And chapter 16 and on, they recorded the wicked things done by Absalom.
我们就看到大卫当时候真的是非常的很已经处在一个落到这种地步、啊、有时候生不如死的。
Can see that David at this stage, he is no better living than dead.
但是如果一般的人我们被人这样对待，我们可能早就灰心丧志了。
Now usually, if we encounter the same thing as David, we might become very frustrated.
可是这个时候，大卫他在六十三篇诗篇里面、啊、他给我们一个非常不一样的。
But in Psalm 63, we can see David, he is viewing this with a different attitude.
他当时候在旷野里面虽然身体非常疲乏,
even though in the wilderness he was weary,
但其实他更在意的是他心灵他渴慕能够亲近神，但是他现在被迫离开。
But what he cared most is that he had a yearning to draw closer to God, but now he was forced to leave.
他没有在现在 不得进到神荣耀的圣所来瞻仰他的荣美。
That he can no longer enter into the temple of God and behold his beauty of his the beauty of his glory.
他曾经在神的翅膀底下欢呼喜乐。
He was once under the wing of God, and there he rejoiced.
但是他现在他被迫离开。
But now he was forced to leave.
可是我们从诗篇里面看到他对神的心没有改变。
But in the psalm, can see that his heart toward God did not change.
他相信只有神能够让他再一次满足。
He believed only God can once again fulfill him.
他立了一个心志。
So he set a determination.
他要紧紧的跟随主。
He want to.Follow God with a steadfast heart.
而不是跟随他自己的心呢。
And he did not want to follow his own heart.
他要紧紧的把神抓住，然后神会扶持他。他有这样的信心。
And he have the faith that if he hold on to God tightly, then God will sustain him.
所以我们从诗篇六十三篇看到大卫很强的信心，对神很强的信心。
So in Psalm 63, you can see the great faith of David toward God.
然后呢，他对神的他那个渴慕。他对神希望能够从神那里得满足，以及他立志要跟随神的心呢、啊。
You can also see how his great yearning toward God and how he really wanted to receive contentment through God.
哦，那他要跟随神。
And also he wanted to follow God.
我们从这一篇里面会看到什么是神在寻求要来敬拜他的人。
In this chapter, we can see.The kind of person that God is seeking such to worship him.
在旧约的时代啊，有许多的古圣徒啊，他们告诉我们什么叫做用心灵和诚实拜神。
In the Old Testament, there are many saints. They live a life that's showing us the kind of worshiper God wants to worship him.
我们现在看第一节。
Let's read verse one.
神啊，你是我的神。我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
那这里，主神，你是我的神。
And he said, God, you are my God.
这是一个宣告。
And this is a proclamation.
我们知道神他是活人的神。
We know that God is the God of living men.
啊，主耶稣在马太福音。二十二章啊，曾经跟犹太人说，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And in Matthew chapter 22, God said to people that the Lord Jesus Christ said to the people that this God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那他说，神是活人的神。
And God is the God of living men.
那表示亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都活着。
So means that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob they still live.
所以其实。当大卫他这样说的时候，他说：“神啊，你是我的神。”
So now David said, "God, you are my God."
也就是说，他在神里面，他是可以有生命，他是一直都是能够存活的。
Meaning that in God he has life, so he can continue to live.
虽然人要置他于死地
，even though man want to put him to death，
可是他在神那里可以得生命。
But in God he can receive life.、
哦、所以神啊，你是我的神。
So he said, "God, you are my God."
死掉的人他都不会敬拜神。
Because the dead will no longer worship God.
所以他有信心，神会救活他。
So he has a faith that God will save him.
然后他说：“我要切切的寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地。”
And early will I seek you in a dry and thirsty land.
你看我们中文把它翻成“切切的寻求神”哈，其实他本来的意思就是他要早早的来寻找神。
And,
一大早就要寻找神。
Here it mentioned that in the early morning I will seek you.
虽然在干旱疲乏无水之地，就是说他在逃亡，在犹大旷野很干燥、很无助的、很就是看起来很没有盼望的地方、哦、他说他第一件事情就是要寻找神。
Even though in the wilderness it seems like a hopeless and barren land, but he said, "Early will I seek you."
那他说我的心、哦、可想你，我的心切慕你。
And my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you.
就是我的整个心思意念，他说都很想要期待说能够亲近神。
That all my soul, all my mind wanted to draw closer to God.
我们想一想，这个时候的大卫其实他是很孤单的时候了。
So let's think about this. David is at that time, David he is very lonely.
他的儿子要杀他。
His son is want to kill him.
那他最好的参谋那个亚西多夫背叛他。
And then his great counselor, Ahitophel, also betrayed him.
祭司本来要跟着他的，大卫说：“你们回去，你把约柜抬回去。”
Originally, the priest wanted to follow him, but he said, "Take the ark of God back."
在他身边的就是一些战士。
So now he has some men of valor
负责保护他的安全的人。
And those men take care of his security.
也就是这个时候，大卫其实他的心灵是孤单的。
So at the time, David, in his heart, he felt lonely.
可是这个时候。他的心，他说切切的仰慕神。
But he said, "In early, will I seek you?"
这是他用他整个心好像跟神的居所、跟约柜、跟神连在一起的。
That I can see that his heart, his soul, is connected with the Ark of God.
好像一大早，他每一天一开始的时候，他就想要寻求神，能够跟神亲近。
Early in the morning, he wanted to seek God.
因为他过去就是这样子。
Because that's what he did.
可是现在在旷野，他被迫跟约柜离开。
But now in the wilderness, he was forced to depart from the ark of God.
其实当时候他本来那个约柜可以也跟着他，也可以跟着他这样子到旷野去漂流啊。
At the time, he actually had a chance to let the ark of God follow him in the wilderness.
可是他拒绝，他说不要。约柜应该回去。
But he refused. He said, "No, you should take the ark of God back."
因为他觉得他这样的处境是他当时候罪有应得的。
Because he felt that he deserved this kind of treatment.
那他希望再有机会能再回到圣所里面去瞻仰神的荣美。
And he hoped in the future he had the chance to go once again go back to the temple to behold the beauty of God's glory.
所以第二节啊，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你了，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
To, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
这是他曾经有的经验，他到圣所里面，到神的约柜前啊，他看到了神的作为跟神的荣耀。
And this is experience that when he went into the sanctuary, he behold God's power and glory.
我们可以看到神的圣所来，到神施恩的宝座前，我们真的可以经历，我们可以看到神的作为。
And we can see that when we come to the sanctuary of God, when we come to the front of the sanctuary, the mercy seat of the Lord, we can truly see His work.
看到神的荣耀。
We can also see His glory.
这个荣耀其实会展现在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
And this glory can also be manifested among our brothers and sisters.
神的能力也在我们弟兄姐妹的身上彰显出来的。
And God's power can also manifest among our brothers and sisters.
我们在这里，我们自己的心可以跟神亲近。
And over here, that our heart can draw closer to God.
到神的圣所来，可以经历神的慈爱。
That when we come to the sanctuary of God, we can experience God's mercy.
可是我们往往到神的圣所，我们只期待看到人。
But usually, when we come to the sanctuary of God, what we want to see is man.
但其实我们更重要要看到神。
But most importantly, we need to see God.
我们先看到神的时候。
And when we are able to see God first,
我们就能够看到神在每个人身上的工作。
Then we can see how God work in each one of us.
我们就经历到，哎，神实际上真的很爱我们每个人。
Then we can experience how God truly loves each one of us.
所以当时候第三节那个大卫说，因为你的慈爱比生命更好。
In verse 3, David said, "Because your loving kindness is better than life."
他说我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
And my lips shall praise you.
我还活着的时候就要这样子来称颂你了。
And while I'm alive, this is how I want to praise you.
我要奉你的名举手。
That I will lift up my hands.
就是说我就是要这样子在祷告颂赞你。
And in this way, I want to pray and praise you.
我们看到大卫他这里特别提到他的心，他说我的心切慕你。
And here David mentioned about his heart. He said, "My soul thirsts for you."
这个叫做尽心的寻求神。
That he truly seek God with all his heart.
就是说，即使在很困苦、很孤单的时候
，even at a time of great difficulty and also loneliness，
他都发现神是他最渴慕亲近的对象。
And he discovered that God is the one that he truly want to seek after.
你看，有时候我们在孤独的时候
，and for us during our time of desolation，
有时候我们会碰到很孤单的时候。
Sometimes we will be lonely.
那时候我们最渴望谁在我们身边呢
？And during that time, who do we want? Who who do we long to have beside
us? 也许我们就希望是，哎，我们的配偶在我们身边。
Perhaps we hope that our spouse
或者是
beside us.
或者是我们希望说，哎，有一个好朋友跟我们一起聊天谈心。
Or we long for a good friend that we can talk to.
还是说，哎，我们这个孤独的时候啊，我们就去 shopping 哦，就去上网，就是去做一些世界上的事。
Or when we are lonely, do we just go shopping or go online or do things in the world?
我们是否会像大卫这个时候，他在很孤独困苦的时候，他第一个想要的是要来渴慕神、亲近神。
Will it be like David that in his time of loneliness and desolation, he want to seek after God and draw closer to God?
在疲乏、干旱、无水之地哦。
And at a place where at a dry and thirsty land.
所以你看到注意看他的心，他的英文就是 my soul， 就是我整个人呢、啊，我这个人是很渴慕神。
So he said, my soul, my whole being thirsts for you, thirsts for God.
他为什么会这样子？为什么会有这样一个心呢？
Then why did he have this kind of heart?
是因为他曾经在神的圣所里面经历神的能力。神的见到神的荣耀，也看到神的慈爱。
It's because when he was at the sanctuary, he experienced God's great power, his glory and his love.
那他一个心里面很切慕神的人，他的表现是什么？
And if a person truly yearned for God, what would be his action?
不会是哀哀叫，不会是唉声叹气，说埋怨的话。
He wouldn't be grumbling or sighing.
他一定是用他的嘴，用他的口来颂赞神。
He use his lips to praise God.
他一定是跪在神面前祷告，举手祷告。
And he will kneel down and lift up his hand and pray to God.
所以我们说，我们尽心在寻求神。
So we say when we seek the Lord with all our heart,
我们会来祷告的。
We will come and pray.
所以我们到教会来，一定要记住要到教会来祷告，要听道理。
So when we come to church, we have to remember that we come here to listen to truth and pray.
我们可以到教会里面做很多的工作。
And when we come to church, we can do many different works.
但是如果我们没有来到这个地方跟神祷告，我们等于没有见到神，但是我们来做了很多工作而已。
Didn't come here and pray to God, then we didn't see Him. We can just come, then we just here do many different works.
这个其实不是叫做真的切慕神。
But that's not really seeking after God.
我们这里看到大卫他的心。
Because here we can see the heart of David.
他来渴慕神的时候，他才可能得到满足。
Because when he yearned for God, he knew that it's only through him that he can be filled.
所以他说，只要我活着了哈。只要我活着，第四节，我还活着的时候，我就这样称颂你。
And he said, "Thus I will bless you while I live."
我就是要这样子奉你的名举手祷告。
I will lift up my hands in your name.
这个叫做切慕神，我的心切慕神。
And、this is the kind of attitude he has that his soul thirsts for God.
这个叫做尽心的爱神。
That he truly loved God with all his heart.
如果我们去看第五节、啊、
Let's read verse 5.
他说：“我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你。”
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness.、Okay. Verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
第五节、啊、接下去第六节他说我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
In verse 5, my soul shall be satisfied as with a marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
看这两节、哦、他这里特别在中文的第六节那里说我的心就像饱足了的骨髓肥油就是我的心是在你里面、哦、会得到饱足的
In verse 5 My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness that in you my heart can be satisfied
所以真正让我们满足的是神本身
So God he is the one that can truly satisfy us
那他说饱足的那个程度就好像满了骨髓肥油
That this level of satisfaction is as if filled with marrow and fatness
就是他就在当我们吃得很饱、这个、吃了很多的骨髓肥油之后不会再想吃其他的东西了其他都没有在任何的食欲没有吸引力了
It's like after we are full eating marrow and fatness then there's no other food that we want to eat
就是神是他最好的饱足了。
That God is his best satisfaction.
所以他的心可以在神里面得到满足。
So that his heart can be fully satisfied in God.
那 他这个满足的那个表现是什么？
And what's the manifestation that he is satisfied?
我在床上的时候纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你。
Which is when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
所以我们人心的真正满足表现在我们即使在单独的时候，夜深人静的时候，我们会去思想神的话语。
So, when the man's heart is truly satisfied, then during night watches, while we are lonely, that we actually meditate on the word of God.
我们现在很多人夜深人静的时候，我们躺在床上的时候看什么？
And let's think about right now during night watches and during midnight. Usually, what do we do?
有人就手机拿起来看 Facebook， 看照片。
That some people check Facebook on their phone.
看到很多朋友一大堆看不完的照片。
And there are so many. They have so many friends on Facebook. They just browse one picture after another.
现代的无底坑是什么呢？
So what's the Hades of a modern world?
Bottomless pit.
What's the bottomless pit in this modern world?
Facebook.
Which is Facebook.
真的永远也不会到底的，你要把那个 cursor 一直拉不到底。
And that you couldn't see the end of the page.
那个网络一直给你东西，你永远看不完。
Because the internet keep on giving you new information that you couldn't finish.
那所以我们有时候很多人躺在床上的时候是拼命滑手机。
So now when we lie on bed, a lot of people just look through their phone.
有一张照片啊，有一个姐妹啊，传了有一张照片。
And there's a sister. She sent me a picture.
一百年前，中国人那个方慧啊，整个身体这样皮包骨瘦的不成人形，就是躺在那边吸鸦片。
That hundred years ago, there's people that's so skinny to the bone, and they just there smoking opium.
啊、现在呢，他有一照片，刚好都一样的姿势。那、啊、现在的毒品是那鸦片什么？网络。
So what's the opium of today, which is internet?
一个年轻人躺的姿势跟那个一百年前那个躺的鸦片吸鸦片人一样，姿势一样。
That a youth is lying down in the same posture as the people a hundred years ago.
就是在看手机网络。
And the youth is looking at Facebook.
所以。我在床上的时候，我们在看什么
？So when we are on our bed, what are we looking at?
在夜更的时候，我们是在想什么
？And during night watches, what are we thinking?
我们会用什么事情来满足我们的心呢
？And what do we do to satisfy our heart?
是用世界上的这些娱乐呢
？Do we use the entertainment of the world?
还是神的话语呢
？Or do we use the word of God?
大卫他说。他在床上纪念神的作为。
And David said, I meditate the way of God.
在夜更的时候思想神的话。
I meditate on the word of God in the night watches.
我们看119篇。
Let's turn to 119.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
148节。
148.
119篇的148节说，我趁夜更未换将眼睁开，为要思想你的话语。
Chapter 119 verse 148, My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word.
第147节是说，我趁天未亮呼求，我仰望了你的言语。
147, I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word.
这在讲说他是怎么样在默想神的话，在读神的话，在想神的话。
Here describe how he meditate and study the word of God.
所以一个人他心里面在神那里得满足啊，他会有一个表现。
So if a person can receive satisfaction in the word of God, and then these are
他会喜爱神的话语。
He will love the word of God.
接下去，他用一个欢乐的心，用他的口来赞美神。
And then with a joyful heart, he will use his lip to praise God.
所以。63篇的第六节，他接下去说：“我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你了。”
So continue, verse 6, he said, "And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips."
所以，你看，当我们心满足的时候，喜乐我们就会唱诗。
So, when our heart is satisfied, then we will praise him and we will sing him to him.
那为什么他会觉得说去 纪念或者是思想神的话语是会觉得很好的。
Then why did he think? Why did he think that is so wonderful to meditate on the word of God?
是第七节，他说：“因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。”
Seven, he said, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
那表示说，他曾经啊经历神的作为，他真的是很有体验的。
This mean he well before he experienced the work of God.
他能够躲在神的翅膀底下得到隐蔽。
That under the shadow of God's wings, he was protected.
你看大卫六十一篇呢、啊，六十一篇第四节他这样说。
In Psalm 61, verse 4, here's he said.
我要永远住在你的帐幕里，我要投靠在你翅膀的隐蔽处。
I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings.
他一直提到这个神的保护、
so、here
在神那里他真的得到安全，他可以很放心。
Protection, how God sheltered him.
看第五十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 57.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你的翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。
1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed away.
这个就是大卫他可以在他夜间的时候他去享受神，因为他知道神帮助他。
So during night watches, David, he's able to enjoy God and also think about God.
他知道他在神的翅膀底下。
Because he knows he's under the wings of God.
所以虽然现在很困苦。
So even though now he is going through tribulation.
很多人要咒骂他，要恨不得他死。
Many wanted him to die and cursed him.
可是他知道我要在神的翅膀的荫下欢呼。
But he knows that he shall rejoice under the shadow of God's wings.
在这个很孤单的时候能够唱出歌来，这不简单。这个好像夜间神赐给他一个歌曲，在心里可以唱出来。
And it's not easy to be able to sing psalm under this dark stage of his life, that be able to have a psalm in the time of the trial.
因为 他真的得到满足。
And it's because he's truly satisfied.
你看我们有时候，我们有些人都曾经有过失眠的经验嘛，哈。
That we all had experience of insomnia.
有时候生病睡不着。
And sometimes we're sick, we couldn't fall asleep.
有时候忧虑太多，睡不着。
Or we are so anxious, we couldn't fall asleep.
有时候有个压力，睡不着。
And sometimes because of pressure, we couldn't sleep.
睡不着的时候怎么办？
So when we couldn't sleep, what should we do?
有人就来吃安眠药。
So some people take sleeping pills.
有人就来看影片。
Some people watch movie.
哎，有人就起来工作。
And some people get up and start work.
但是这个其实都不会真正有用的。
But all these things can really solve any problem.
那可以尝试一下大卫他的做法。
Or these are not very effective. We can try the way David is using.
去想想神的话语。
And meditate on the word of God.
读神的话。
And study His word.
在读经当中呢，我们会心会欢乐，我们口会赞美。
And when we study His word, our mouth will praise Him, and we will have a joyful heart.
所以失眠的时候读圣经。
So when we have insomnia, we should read the Bible.
这是很多人的曾经有个经验的。
And lots of people have this experience.
将我们那个睡不着的这个时间，把它化成敬拜神的美好的良机的。
That we use your time that you couldn't fall asleep and turn it into a beautiful hour study the word of God.
在这段安静的，通常失眠当然都是别人在睡，我们睡不着的时候。
Because usually when we have insomnia, it's during the time when other people are sleeping.
去想一想神怎么样引导我们走到现在这个地步来。
And use that time to think about how God guided you to this stage of life.
我们心跟大卫一样，能够从神那边得满足。
And we have the same heart as David to receive satisfaction from God.
我们就可以一样欢呼喜乐。
And then we'll be able to rejoice.
所以这个在夜更的时候思想神。
So meditate on the word of God during night watches.
这个叫做尽心尽性的来敬拜神。
And this is to worship God with all your heart and all your soul.
第八节开始。
Verse 8.
这里又另外一个字眼，我的心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me.
你看这里他说我的心跟随你。
Here he said, my soul follows close behind you.
这个时候，其实他所面对的是有些第九节说，那些行所要灭我命的人，必往地底下去了。
And but those who seek my life to destroy it.
也就是说，其实有很多人也是紧紧在追杀他。
And that there are, were many who follow closely behind him and wanted to kill him.
可是这个时候，他切切的，你看他一开始的时候，他说他很早，一大早的时候就要寻求神。
But during that time, he said, early in the morning, I seek after you, God.
但是现在他有一个实际的行动。
But now he did it with action.
他现在是紧紧的去跟着主。
Now his soul follows closely behind.
就好像他知道说神在前面引他的路。
And just as if he know that God is in front of him, guiding him.
他现在要把神抓住。
And now he want to hold on to God.
神带他去哪里，他就去哪里。
And wherever God lead him, he will go.
所以他用一颗很顺服的心跟随神。
So he followed God with the heart of submission.
这是当时候大卫他在神面前，当约柜要离开的时候，他这样说的。
And this is what David said when the ark of God depart from him.
如果神喜悦我。
If God takes delight in me,
神一定再把我带回到他的圣所。
Then God will once again bring me back to His dwelling place.
所以他相信神会引导他的路。
So he believed God will guide him.
所以今天我们既然是要寻求神
，So today if we want to seek after God,
我们就要对神有这样的信心。
Then we need to have this kind of faith.
我们跟随他的时候，他用右手扶持我。
That when we follow him, he shall uphold us with his right hand.
为什么大卫他发现他不会去跟随其他的人，他就是要跟随主。
Then why at a time David didn't follow anyone other than the Lord?
因为神会保护他，这些要取走他命的人必灭亡。
Because God shall protect him, and those who seek his life, they shall be destroyed.
那这些人第十节他说他们必被刀剑所杀，被野果所吃。
Verse 10 he said they shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for jackals.
不是说大卫这个人心肠这么坏哦，这样子还咒诅别人。
Now we're not saying that David have a very wicked heart that he cursed other people.
而是他相信神一定会为他伸张正义。
But rather he believed that God will revenge for him.
他相信他现在在神的翅膀印下，他可以欢呼，他可以安全。
And believe that under the shadow of God's wings, he can be safe.
神是他的神，他必然活着。
And God is his God, and he will live.
好，所以他对神有这样的信心。
So he had this kind of faith towards God.
这是他愿意跟随。
So he is willing to follow.
然后他跟随神最后的表现。
And was his last action for following God?
第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
王必因神欢喜。
But the king shall rejoice in God.
所以我们这里看到这个王哈，这个是落难的王呢。
And this king right now he is under tribulation.
大卫这个时候那个对世民来说，他说骂这个王骂得像一条死狗一样。
From the point view of Shimei, he cursed this king as if it is a dog.
可是大卫他相信。我可以因着神欢喜。
But David, he believed that through God, he can rejoice.
所以他跟随神的表现就是他最后会克服外人给他这些咒骂，这些很不友善的环境。
Does he believe that through God, he will be able to overcome the cursing of men?
他因着神欢喜，他可以指着神夸口。
That through God he can be rejoiced and he can also boast because of God.
所以凡指着他发誓的，必要夸口。
So everyone who swears by him shall glory.
也就是说，因着有神，他就可以有荣耀。
So through because of God he can receive glory.
那说谎的人的口被塞住。
And but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.
也就是说，他的口真的是诚诚实实的。
That he indeed he has a mouth of honesty.
他敬拜神。不是只在这个时候为了要讨好神。
He didn't worship God only during this time just to please God.
他真的是这位神，他觉得他很有感动。
He was truly moved by God.
他知道神很爱他。
And he knows that God loved him greatly.
他 接下来他要更要爱神。
So from that point on, he wanted to continue to love God even more.
哦，所以大卫他说神啊，我你是我的神。
So that's why David said, "Oh God, you are my God."
哦，他你的慈爱比生命更好。
That your life, your loving kindness is better than life.
他经历他说，他就觉得说，哎，有神，如果有神的慈爱一直跟随他。他甚至觉得说，他丧失生命都无所谓了。
He felt that if God's loving kindness can continue to follow him, then even he loses life, it's okay.
所以他也祷告，期待他能够多多的爱神。
And he also prayed, he hoped that he can love God even more.
愿我们都能够这样的爱神。
Now, I hope that we can also love God this way.
你看主耶稣他跟百姓说，他跟他门徒说。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he said to his disciples.
我们要怎么样能够进永生呢？
That how can we receive eternal life?
我们现在来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音，马太福音，我们看第二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
二十二章第三十七节。
Matthew 22 verse 37.
二十二章第三十七节说，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
这是当时候这个律法师，这个人呢，他来试探主。
So this Pharisee, he came and this lawyer came to tempt God.
他说律法上的诫命哪一条最大？
And he said, "Teacher, which is the great, great commandment in the law?"
主耶稣说要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And Jesus said to him that you shall love the Lord with all your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind.
三十八节说这是诫命中第一且是最大。
38, this is the first and great commandment.
三十九，其实也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
39, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
四十节说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
所以今天我们要进永而得永生，我们就要守神的诫命。
And today, if we want to receive eternal life, we have to follow the commandments.
对神来说，对主耶稣来说，其实就这么简单。
And from the point of view of Lord Jesus, this is very simple.
尽心爱神。
And just love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul.
尽意的爱神。
With all your mind.
就是说，我们真的是渴慕神。
That we really yearn for God.
我们真的是在神那里得满足。
And we really want to receive satisfaction from the Lord.
我们真的是紧紧的跟随神。
And we want to follow Him closely.
把他抓住。
And want to hold on to Him.
让我们的心跟神是连在一起。
So that our heart is connected with God's heart.
那这样子，那个你看，我们爱神的人，神就一定爱我们的。
And if we love God, then for sure God will love us.
因为爱神的人绝不羞愧。
Because those who love God will not be put to shame.
我们今天要大声的宣告说，这是我的神。
And today we have to proclaim loudly that He is our God.
我要这样子来敬拜他。
And we want to worship Him this way.
天父真神就是要寻找这样的人来敬拜他。
And our Heavenly Father is seeking such to worship Him.
让我们的敬拜都能够蒙神的悦纳。
And may our worship be accepted by our Lord.
让我们都是神所喜爱的敬拜他的人。
So that we can all be the one that's beloved by God.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
396首。
396.